Teach your brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主能够在这样的情况下，我们能够在灵里面聚集。
Thank the Lord that in under these circumstances we can still gather together in His Spirit.
在开始之前，我们先来读几处的圣经。
Before we begin, let's read a few verses from the Bible.
第一处是在希伯来书三章十四节。
First verse is
yeah.
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
来念希伯来书三章十四节。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
第二处在希伯来书，同样希伯来书六章十一节。
The second verse is also in the same book, Book of Hebrews, chapter 6 verse 11.
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的盼望，一直到底。
And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end.
第三处是在同样希伯来书十章二十二节。
And our last verse, also Hebrews, chapter 10.Verse
22. 十章二十二节，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
然后我们再看哥罗西书第二章第二节。
Let's also read Colossians chapter 2 verse 2.
哥罗西书第二章第二节，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself.
这几节圣经第一处是讲到我们确实的信心的，在英文翻译里头是起初的确beginning of assurance.这是起初确实的信心。
So the first verse talks about the beginning of our assurance, which is translated in English.
那个信心是在英文里面翻译是没有的啊。
Yeah, and in English translation, this verse doesn't mention the word faith.
然后第二处讲到这个满足的盼望。The full assurance of hope.
And the second verse in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11, it talks about the full assurance of hope.
然后第三处讲到那个充足的信心是 full assurance of faith.
And in Hebrews chapter 10, it says, in full assurance of faith.
Okay. 然后呢哥罗西书讲到这个在悟性中呢有充足的信心，是讲到 full assurance of understanding.
And in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2, it tells us of the full assurance of understanding.
我们在开始之前我们再有些祷告。
Before we begin, let us have another word of prayer.
天父，我们再次的来到你的面前。
Father, we once again gather before you.
天主，这是 照亮我们心里面的眼睛。
Gracious Lord, we ask that you would shine your light upon the eyes of our hearts.
让我们真能够看见你所要我们所知道的。
That we may truly see that which you want us to know.
你让我们里面真是有那个确信。
That we would have this full assurance within us.
让我们里面真正的知道神一切的丰富都在耶稣基督里头。
That we would truly know that the fullness of the Lord is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你让我们里面有那个满足的确据。
And that we would have the full assurance within us.
让我们在这弯曲卑谬的时代里头，让我们真是能够被主你自己来坚固。
That you would yourself watch over us in this crooked and perverse time.
求主带领我们这以下的时间。
May you lead this following period of time.
来荣耀主你自己。
And give glory to yourself.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Our prayer as we pray in the Lord Jesus precious for you.
我今天想交通的这题目是这个有福的确据。
So the topic I want to share today is blessed assurance.
这个题目在我心里头有一阵子。
And this topic has been in my heart for a period of time.
甚至在我们这个疫情泛滥之前
since even before this pandemic started.
然而今天呢，我们更是觉得需要。
And so today it's even more necessary.
我们越是在这样艰难困苦的时刻里头，那我们的心更是要归向我们的主。
And the more we are faced with these difficult situations, the more we need our Lord.
让我们能够来思念在我们主里面我们有何等丰富的那个有福的确据。
That we should consider the fullness of the abundance and blessed assurance that we have in our Lord.
我们在这个纷扰的时刻里头，我们便不知惧怕无助。
And in these turbulent times, we should not fear or feel helpless.
有主在我们的右边，我们便不致动摇。
For if the Lord is at our right hand, we will not be shaken.
就像我们刚才唱的这个诗歌560首里头提到。
Just as this hymn that we just sang mentioned in 560.
这有福的确据是因着我们有了耶稣。
We have this blessed assurance because we have the Lord Jesus.
在诗歌第一节里面呢，就提到被所买赎，承受了救恩。
The first verse tells us, we were purchased of God.
我们借着圣灵重生，蒙血所染。
We were born of His Spirit and washed in His blood.
我们这一切都是借着信心我们在主里面所得到的。
And all these things we've obtained by faith in the Lord.
第二节呢是说到背起的意象能够显在我们眼前。
In verse 2 it says, visions of rapture now burst on my sight.
这呢是指的我们心里面的一个盼望。
And this represents a hope that we have in our hearts.
第三节里头呢讲到我们警醒等候，我们向上仰望。
It says in verse 3 that we are waiting and watching and looking above.
我们满了恩慈，我们浸在主的爱里头。
Filled with his goodness, lost in his love.
这短短的三节诗里头呢描述了信心，还有爱心，还有盼望。
And these three verses very briefly speak about faith, hope, and love.
我们在这个动荡不安的时代里头呢，我们所有神的儿女们心里面总是有些不平静。
And because we live in this chaotic and turmoil filled world, a lot of God's children may have some unease in our hearts.
但是呢，我们应当思念在耶稣基督里面有着那有福的确据。
But we have to remember that in the Lord Jesus, we have this blessed assurance.
我们就像保罗在哥罗西书的第二章第二节里面他的那个祷告。
And as Paul's prayer in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2,
是要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
That their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself.
这里面保罗所祷告的呢，是要我们里面有认识啊 ，full assurance of understanding， 就是那个充足的蛮有确据的那个认识。
So Paul here prays that we would all have this full assurance of understanding, or this full knowledge.
我们若不认识，或者是我们不清楚、不了解呢，那我们所拥有的事呢，我们便没有办法去支取它。
If we don't understand or truly know, then we will not be able to fully use and enjoy the things that the Lord has given to us.
刚刚我们在希伯来书的三处的圣经里面，我们就提到了这几个那个丰富的确据啊。
Alright, so we have the three times in the verses that we read earlier in the book of Hebrews about this assurance.
在一开始三章十四节的时候提到起初的确据。
In the beginning, Hebrews 3 verse 14, we have the beginning of assurance.
那六章十一节呢提到这个蛮有确据的指望。
And in Hebrews 6:11, it says, the full assurance of hope.
十章二十二节呢提到蛮有确据的信心。
And Hebrews 10 verse 22, the full assurance of faith.
那在我们知道信心、爱心和盼望啊，好像独缺了一个爱心，蛮有确据的爱心啊。
So we know that faith, hope, and love are very closely related, and we seem to be missing the word love in these verses, but I'll explain that later.
然而这个三章十四节呢，这个他翻译的时候讲到起初确实的信心。那个信心呢是中文里头加上去的话。
And so in Hebrews 3:14, the Chinese translation has the word faith added into their translation.
那有的人解释这个起初的确据呢是指的盼望。
And so some people would say that this beginning of assurance is speaking of hope.
那我的自己。我自己认为这个起初的确据呢是这个爱心。
But I personally think that this beginning of assurance is love.
那我们底下来继续来看为什么这起初的这个确据呢是指的爱心。
And as I'll explain in a little bit, we'll see why I feel that the beginning of assurance here is love.
我们可以来看以弗所书四章十七节到十八节。
We can turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18.
以弗所四章四章十七十八节。所以我说，其在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心里昏昧。与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知 心里刚硬。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. So this I say, and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart.
这边讲到心地昏昧，就是他的那个他里面的认知呢被黑暗蒙蔽了，里头刚硬。
And it says here that they're darkened in their understanding, and because in them they have hardened their hearts.
就像刚才哥罗西书里面保罗的祷告呢，要叫他们心里面得到安慰呢，互相因爱呢互相联络，然后让他的信心能够充足，让他的悟性能够充足，有充足的信心，然后呢真知道神的奥秘，就是基督。
And contrast this with what Paul's prayer is in Colossians chapter 2. To the end that their hearts may be encouraged, being united together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the full knowledge of the mystery of God.
这边两个对比，一个它里面的 understanding, 它里面的认知呢能够被黑暗蒙蔽了。另外一个呢，保罗是希望我们那个里面的那个 understanding, 那个里面的那个认知呢能够充充足足，蛮有确据。
So if we compare here or contrast here in Ephesians, it says that their understanding was darkened, and in Colossians, Paul wants us to have this full assurance of understanding to the full knowledge.
我们首先呢，我们要有这个确实的能够明白，然后我们知道神的奥秘就是基督。
And so, first we need to have this full assurance of understanding, to the full knowledge of the mystery of God, which is Christ.
然后在基督里头呢，我们蛮有那个蛮有确据的那个信心啊。
And in the fullness of Christ, we will have the full assurance.
然后我们蛮有盼望，然后我们蛮有确据的那个爱。
Full assurance of faith, and then full assurance of hope, and then full assurance of love.
当我们想到这些宝贝在我们里头的时候呢，我们就知道如何来数算。
And when we have these treasures within us, then we will know how to count our blessings.
然后我们知道如何来支取，来运用。
And to understand, how to enjoy and use them.
那个为我们存留的那一份呢，是丰丰富的存在耶稣基督里头。
And the portion that was given to us is, in full in the Lord Jesus.
然后感谢我们的父神能与众圣徒在光明中一同得基业。
Giving thanks to the Father who has made us fit for sharing the portion of the saints.
那么神他最终的心意呢，就是要成全圣徒，建立基督的身体。
The will of God, now is for equipping the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
我们只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
那我们现在来看，这个第一个，我们的有的确据哈，就是那起初的确据。
So let us, now examine these, assurances that we have. And the first one is the beginning of assurance.
然后呢，我们知道了什么是这起初的确据之后呢，然后我们知道如何来行。
And when we understand this beginning of assurance, we'll know how to walk.
然后呢，我们知道我们的结局，我们所得到的是什么。
And then we'll understand our end, what we have obtained.
我们先来看，什么是起初的确据。
So let's first examine what is the beginning of assurance.
希伯来书三章十四节提到，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有分了。
So, Hebrews 3:14, if we hold fast, beginning our assurance firm until the end, then we'll become partakers of Christ.
那刚刚提到这个信心呢，是在中文翻译里头加上去的。
And so it says here, in the Chinese translation, the full assurance of faith is added, that faith is added in Chinese.
这边有的人因为在三章希伯来书三章六节里面呢，他提到但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
I said some people because of chapter 3 verse 6 where says, but Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
这个这里呢，他们讲到这边是指的这可夸的盼望啊，所以他们连在三章十四节和三章六节连起来，他们想到这个起初的确据是盼望。
And some people will say because it says the boast of our hope firm until the end, they will link verse 14 with verse 6 and say this assurance is of.
我自己觉得这里面是指的是爱心。
And I personally believe that this beginning of assurance here is love.
因为我们在它里面的确据呢，是因着先信靠他的爱，然后呢，其他的一切祝福再加给我们。
The first assurance we have in him is we have trust in his love for us, and all these other blessings are added to us.
那像其他的因着主的死呢，主的赦免呢，和他的圣洁呢，这些永远的生命呢，都因着这些爱，然后通通加给了我们。
And through his death, our forgiveness of sins, our holiness, and eternal life were all added to us after we have faith in his love.
那我们看以弗所书一章三到五节这里面有些解释。
So let us look at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. They explain a little bit.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love,He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will.
那中文呢，把这个在爱里头呢，这个 in love 啊，在爱中呢，它摆在第五节的前面。
In the Chinese translation, the phrase in love was added at the beginning of verse 5.
而大部分的英文翻译呢，都是把它摆在第四节的后面。
And most of the English translations will place this phrase in love at the end of verse 4.
那我们从这里面我们可以说神从起初是因他爱我们的大爱，在基督里拣选了我们。
So what we can say here is that in the beginning, because of his great love for us, the Lord chose us.
那这一切呢，是在这个创立世界以前，神就定规了，要将他的爱子赐给我们。
That is to say, it before the creation of the world, God had already chosen us to be united with His Son, the Lord Jesus.
然后我们叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
that all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
也因着这个从起初就定义的爱呢，成为我们信靠的一个确据。
And so this love from the very beginning has become an assurance for our faith.
而不单是神爱我们，基督也是爱我们。
Not only did God the Father love us, but the Lord Jesus Himself loves us as well.
并且还要我们能够来效法他。
And He wants us to learn from Him.
像以弗所书五章第一节里面说到，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
As in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 and 2, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
另外呢，在以弗所书二章第四节到第五节也特别提到这些爱。
In other places, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5 also talk about this love.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
在这边呢提到我们原是死在过犯和罪恶之中的。
It tells us here that we were dead in our sins and transgressions.
那时我们行事为人随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。
And we walked according to the ways of this world and according to the prince of the power of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
这就是我们信主之前每个人的光景，没有人可以否认的。
And so this is our situation before we believe, and no one can deny this.
在我们得救以前，和世界上的人没有两样。
Before we believed, we were completely the same as the people in the rest of the people in the world.
我们行事为人、想法和一切的思维都是围绕着我们自己。
The way we lived and our thinking all revolved around ourselves.
然而神他有丰富的怜悯，和他爱我们的大爱拯救了我们。
But God, being rich in mercy, and because of his great love with which he has loved us, has saved us.
那常自己觉得没有一点值得的，也没有一点好处。
And that we don't have anything good in us or with which we can boast.
当然我们却蒙了神的恩典，实在不是出于我们自己，没有什么可夸的。
And so there's nothing good in us and except what God himself. And so,
因为我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
记得上回交通到关于神的爱和我们自己手中的工作。
If you remember the last time I shared about the love of God and the work of our hands.
那么刚刚这些以弗所书的经节呢是很好的一个解释。
And this verse that we just read, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 is a good explanation.
我们其实都是地狱火湖的材料，神把我们像柴火一样抽了出来。
And we were all materials for the lake of fire, but the Lord plucked us out of it like a firebrand plucked out of the fire.
那这完全是神的恩典和他的大爱。
This is all the Lord's great mercy and love.
他不但救了我们，还把我们当成他手中的工作。
He not only saved us, but we were made to be a work in His hand.
那讲到这里呢，我自己常喜欢做一些面食面点。
So thinking about this, I like to make some traditional Chinese baked goods.
那发面的时候呢，有时候要花时间呢，所以我就喜欢把那个面拿起来摔。
And so when you're preparing the dough, you have to let it rise, but I like to take it out and to kind of knead the dough early.
这样摔打呢，可以那个发面时间会缩短一点，然后那个面会变得光滑细腻。
And or to beat the dough. And so in doing so, it would save a little bit of time, and the dough becomes very smooth and neat.
然而神呢，却不是这样。他神是有耐心的。But
God doesn't do this. With us, He is very patient.
所以他把我们每一个人当成他的杰作。And
He treats each one of us as a masterpiece.
我们是在基督里面造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。We
are created in Christ Jesus to do good works with which He has prepared for us. So that we can walk in them.
当神在我们还是做罪人的时候呢，就拣选了我们，差遣了他独生的爱子来到这世上。The
Lord chose us while we were yet sinners, and sent His beloved Son to us.
在腓立比书里面讲到，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己。 取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。In
Philippians it says, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
当神试炼亚伯拉罕的时候， 要他献上以撒。When
God tried Abraham and had him offer up Isaac,
而神拦阻了他，为他预备了一只羊羔，成为代替。And
the Lord stopped him from offering Isaac and gave him a ram as a substitute.
然而神他自己的独生的爱子，他却没有手软。And 他自己成为我们的代替，这就是神的爱。
For God Himself, His own Son, He didn't stay His hand. For the Lord Jesus became our substitute, and He showed us the love that God had for us.
那么我们之所以晓得神的爱呢，是因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里了。
And the reason we know of God's love is because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which He has given to us.
这个爱呢，是包括神他的爱和基督的爱。
And this love includes not only the Lord's love, but the Lord Jesus Christ's love as well.
那基督爱我们呢，当还做罪人的时候呢，就为我们死了，且死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus' love for us is told to us that while we were yet sinners, He died for us, and even death upon a cross.
然而神的爱呢，就显明在爱基督，然后这乃是他旨意里面的奥秘。
And God's love is shown toward us because He had love for Christ, and this is the mystery of His will.
像以弗所里面提到的，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
It says in Ephesians 1 verse 10, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
另外在以弗所书三章十七到十九节里面也提到。
Also in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17 and 19,
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 17 through 19, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
这是因为我们的信，然后基督住在我们里面，让我们的爱心有根有基。
Because of faith, that Christ is able to dwell in our hearts, and that we may be rooted and founded in His love.
并且得以和弟兄姐妹们一同明白这神的丰富和主的爱。
And that together with the brothers and sisters, we may apprehend the fullness of God and to know the love of Christ.
那在这个十八节里面呢，他中文把这个长阔高深来形容爱。
In verse 18, in here in Ephesians 3:18, the Chinese translation, when it talks about the breadth and length and height and depth, is talking about the love.
当然这十八节其实是一个问句。
In actuality, verse 18 is more of a question.
他问到这长阔高深是什么呢？
And it's asking us, what is this breadth and length and height and depth?
而下一节或许是回答这一句的问题。
And the next verse 19 is the answer.
因这爱是过于人所能测度的，然而神却愿意把这爱来充满在我们里面。
Now, this love is beyond what men can fathom or understand, but God is willing to fill our hearts with this love.
另外我们从启示录二章第四节第五节我们来看。
Following, let us turn to Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。
Verses 4 and 5. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the things you did at first.
上回我也用到这节圣经呢。我们之所以能够行起初的事，就是 first work， 是因为他们把这个起初的爱心，这个 first love 离弃了。
And I mentioned in my previous sharing that the church in Ephesians, in the book of Revelations, the reason they could not do this first work is because they have left their first love.
这两节圣经有提到三个件事情，都是这个英文的 R 开头的，就是回想，就是 remember 悔改，然后 repent， 然后挪去 remove， 就提到这三件事情。
And so there are three R's mentioned here in this translation, which is remember, repent, and removed.
我们若不愿意被挪去呢，我们就当回想我们起初的爱心，然后悔改，然后才能行起初的事。
So in order for us not to be removed, we need to remember our first love and repent so that we can and return to the first work.
那我列举的这许多的经典呢，都特别提到，这 起初的确据，这个 beginning of assurance， 是指的这个那个没有确据的爱。
So all of these verses that we just shared, are pointing to the beginning of assurance as the full assurance of love.
当然呢，我们该如何行呢？然后，这是第二件事情看到了。
The second thing that we need to consider is what should we do with it? What should we do with this full assurance of love?
我们若将起初的确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有分量。
If we hold fast to the beginning of assurance firm until the end.
这里呢所劝勉我们的就是让我们在今日所处的这光景里头不管在精神上财务上或是我们物质上所失去的这一切安全的感觉呢我们也不知道我们前面
The exhortation in this verse is especially in these difficult and troubling times where we may feel insecure or hopeless financially or physically with no hope and no idea what the future holds.
所以我们就要特别来思念我们主的爱并基督的爱能够并且呢，我们能够彼此的相爱。
And so we have to consider the love of God, the love of Christ, and the love we have for each other.
就像同样在希伯来书里面提到，因为神并非不公义，忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前事后圣徒，如今还是事后。
This is the right verse that you gave me. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and love which you have shown his name, having ministered to the saints and are still ministering.
这经节呢劝我们虽然曾经服侍了圣徒，然而我们得继续的服侍，然后这是神有求于我们的，要求我们的，然后让我们能够坚持到底，直到末后的日子。
And so we have, this verse tells us that not only did we do this work before, which is to minister, but to continue to minister and to hold fast to this work until the end.
那么，之后呢，我们再来看我们的结局到底是。
And so we have to consider what the end result of this is.
同样在这节圣经里面提到我们能够将起初确实的信心呢坚持到底的我们就与基督有份了。
It says if we are able to hold fast to the end, then we will become partakers of Christ. Or companions.
这基督有份呢是有的翻译 partaker, 有翻译成 companion 或是 fellow, 就是指的我们得成为基督的同伴或者是基督所有的一切呢，我们都与他有份。
And some translations will say here companion or partakers, which is for us to be either a companion or a friend of Christ, or if we are partakers of Christ, then all that Christ has, we will also have a portion with him.
所以我们在这一切的试探或者试炼当中呢，我们能够来抓住我们主的爱，彼此相爱。彼此勉励，如此我们便与主有份了。
And in this time of the trial or temptation, we have to hold fast to the love of God, to love one another and encourage one another, and we can all partake in the blessedness of God.
这是一项何等的安慰，我们得与基督有份。
And this is a great comfort that we all have a portion with Christ.
因为神。本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
Because in him the fullness of deity dwells and we are complete in him.
我今天就只能讲到这起初的确据。那如果主若许可我们还有 在翻到的在看到这个如何是我有满足却的盼望和满足的这个信心。
So today we can only share up to this beginning of assurance. If the Lord is willing, we will come to share about the full assurance of hope and then the full assurance of faith as well.
我们再有些祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
我们感谢你，你有丰盛的恩典，我们还跟从谁呢？
Father, we thank you.And because of the fullness of your grace, who else can we follow?
让我们在这动荡的日子里头，让我们里面蛮有那个确据。
We thank you that in this tumultuous time that we still have this full assurance within us.
因为你爱我们，你也把信心和盼望都加添了给我们。
Because you love us, you have also added to us faith and hope.
也让我们能够时时刻刻的在主的里头，让我们坚持到底，只等到你再来的日子。
And that in this time that we can endure to the end until your return.
感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Please hear our prayer in Lord Jesus' precious and holy name.Amen.
Greetings to you all in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 在基督耶稣的名里面，向各位弟兄姊妹问好。We thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity that He has granted unto us that we are found in the land of living.And we can able to come to His presence to praise Him and worship Him.
感谢神给我们这样的机会，使我们可以在他的同在和地里同在里面，能够一同来分享他的话语。
So for today's meditation, let us open our Bibles to Romans chapter 8, from verses 28 to verses 30.
我们今天的分享，我们从罗马书第八章开始啊，第八章第二十。
Romans chapter 8 from verses 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestinated, He also called.And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified.
第二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就看他旨意被招的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先定所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So let us look unto the Lord for a quick prayer.
我们再来到主的面前有一点点祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your faithfulness.
主啊，我们相信，我们感谢你为着你的信实。
Lord, in spite of our heart's condition, in spite of our unfaithfulness, Lord, you always...abides faithful forever and ever.
尽管我们的条件我们不忠心，但是你仍然可以是信实的。
Lord, we come into your presence, Lord, to hear from your heavenly throne.
我们把下载时间仰望在你的手中。
As the deer panteth for the water, Lord, so all our souls longs to hear from you.
如同鹿渴慕溪水，我们的心也仰望你。
Lord, help me. Lord, hide me behind the cross. Lord, I confess myself as I am good for nothing. Lord, help me that you may speak through me from the heavenly throne so that you may open our hearts and you may come and dwell in us with your indwelling spirit and you may speak to us from the heavenly throne.
求你来帮助我，让我说能够 能够成为你的话语的管道，使你从你天上的宝座所赐下的话语能够达到我。
Lord, we commit our wandering thoughts, may be kept under the subjection of thy spirit, and with all attention, Lord, we may hear from your heavenly throne.
巴不得你能借着你的灵来带领保守我们，使我们能够听到从天上宝座赐下的话。
We commit this time into your hand and offer this prayer in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们把接下来时间仰望交通在你的手中，我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的。
Amen.
Amen.
So in the scripture, what we have seen is the complete life cycle of a Gentile to become a believer and to the end of his life.
我们刚才在圣经让我们是在看到我们一个基督徒他成长的一个整个过程。
And the scripture, Paul is telling that scripture is for those who love God.
我们都知道在这里一开始告诉我们是叫爱神的人。
And those who love God, everything in the believer's life will work together for good and who are called according to the purpose and the plan and purpose of the God,The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
让那些爱神的人就万事可以互相效力，就是那些按照他的旨意所招的人，在圣父、圣子、圣灵的祝福之下。
So the first part of a believer to come under the subjection of God is the first part is calling.
所以我们首先看到每一个能够蒙恩的就来到神面前的人，他们首先得到的是预先的呼召。
So here the first part of the calling, when we are called, then we could able to understand the heart of God.
当我们被呼召以后，我们就能够明白神心的心意。
And we know the purpose of why God has created a man. If you go back to Genesis, we can see God has created Adam.In his image and in his likeness, with a glorious bodies.
我们就会明白为什么从创世纪开始，神为什么要造亚当，使他有他自己的形象。
Because of the disobedience of Adam, he has sinned, and whatever the glorious bodies, whatever the glory God has given, was lost because he fell short of the glory.
又因为亚当的犯罪使我们这个当初所得到从神来的荣耀的身体就失去了那个荣耀。
What is glory?
荣耀是什么呢？
We cannot explain in detail complete meaning, but with our limited understanding, the glory is manifestation of attributes of God resulting from the presence of God. If you are in the presence of the God, then the attributes of God will be manifested to us, and that is the glory of God.
就是我们有限的悟性来说这个荣耀就是指当我们这个身体能够彰显神所有的那个性的性格它的属性的时候，那这个荣耀就显出来。
Because as the glory was lost, there is no the man cannot able to attain that glory back. So the God has to.Restore that glory back to us by sending His only begotten Son to be the propitiation of our sins and trespasses.
因为这个人犯罪而失去了荣耀，人是没有办法让这个荣耀重新回来的，所以神必须要差派他的儿子作为那个挽回祭来做成这个工作。
So God has sent His Son, and He has done everything on the cross. He took all our shame, He took all our sins and trespasses, and died.And has brought us into this great salvation without any works of our hand.
所以神借着他的儿子在十字架上的死代替我们所有的罪，把我们所有的羞辱都除去，把这个荣耀要重新给我们。这件事情我们人不能做任何的事，都是神做的。
That's what the Word of God says. It is a gift that has been saved through faith.And that is not of ourself, it is the gift. And not the less nobody should boast.
就像罗马书所说的这个乃是神的恩典不是人手所做的工作，所以没有人可以自夸的。
And this is the first part, which is the salvation.
所以这是第一步啊，就是救赎。
And the second part of believer's life cycle is the consecration.
那么我们属灵生命的第二步呢，就是成圣。
And the consecration, what is the meaning of consecration? Is to make holy and dedicated for a higher purpose.
啊，那么成圣是什么意思呢？就是使我们成为圣洁，可以为着更高的神的旨意，神的目的。
We can see that in the life of Abraham, like how God told him to consecrate himself, that he has to do the circumcision. That is the physical act where Abraham has to do to consecrate himself.
我们从亚伯拉罕所做的，我们可以看到这一点，就是神让亚伯拉罕行割礼啊，借着这个割礼使他能够分别出来为着神。
But when Paul writes to Colossians, he tells them that the physical circumcision is not required, but the circumcision of heart is very much required in the believer's life.
就像保罗在加拉太书所说的，其实那个外在的割礼啊，肉身的割礼其实并不重要，而重要的是我们心要受割礼。
And we can see that in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 11.
那我们从那个哥罗西书第二章第十一节，我们看到这一点。
In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
第十一节，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所受的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
So the here is the most important part is putting off the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ is very much important that we have to observe in this verse.
所以我们从这些圣经里边，我们最重要的就是看到是基督使我们脱去了肉体情欲的割礼。
We also see in the Old Testament when God want to meet Moses and the people in Mount Sinai, God wanted the Israelites to be consecrated. We can see this in Exodus chapter 19, verse 10 and 11.
我们从出埃及第十九章第十一节看到，在那里摩西让以色列人做同样的事。出埃及记
Exodus chapter 19,
出埃及记第十九章第十一节。
The Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them tomorrow, and let them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people."
第十节。耶和华又对摩西说，你往百姓那里去，叫他们今天天自洁，又叫他们洗衣服，到第三天就要预备好了，因为第三天耶和华要在众百姓眼前降临在西乃山上。
So after salvation, if a believer want to be with God, if the Lord has to have that communion with him, then we need to be consecrated, that is, leaving the sin,And we need to confess our sin and we need to die to ourselves. That kind of nature, God is looking from a believer who want to meet the Lord.
所以我们在这里看见啊，我们虽然蒙了救赎，但是呢，我们要能够与神面对面，能够与神交通，我们必须要圣洁，除去那些罪在神的面前认罪悔改。
So on a day-to-day basis, we need to have this.Consecration of a daily life, the confessing and repenting and dealing with our sin. When we have this understanding, then we will have the perfect connection with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们每天都需要来到神面前，我们认罪，我们悔改才能够使与神之间有正常的交通。
And with regards to the consecration, we just want to open Romans chapter.12 verses 1 and 2.
为什么叫做成圣呢？我们就翻开罗马书第十二章的第一节到第二节。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此行，如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
God is talking to you and me today that we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以神在这里实在是告诉我们，我们必须要把我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
What is a living sacrifice? There is a living and there is a sacrifice. I believe these are two different.
什么叫做活祭呢? 一方面是活，一方面是祭。 我认为这有两个方面的意义。
In the Old Testament, we see the sacrifices are being laid on the altar.
我们都知道，在旧约里边，活祭是要放在祭坛上的。
But in the New Testament, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has died for once for all, and He has been sacrificed, and He entered into the holy place, and He has given His blood to the Father for the forgiveness of our sins and trespasses.
我们知道，在新约的里面，我们的主耶稣一次献上，当作活，当作祭物，他今天在神的面前，用他的血来。So
here He is talking about a living sacrifice, which is completely different.
所以这里讲到活祭乃是和旧约的是不一样的。
The living sacrifice means, it is explained in the verse 2, do not be conformed to the world.
这个所谓的活祭实际上在第二节有解释，就是说不要效法这个世界的意思。
And when you are dead to yourself, and the world, it is the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life.
当我们向着即死的时候，这个世界上的眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲就一同死了。And
if you are not conformed to the world, and the second part of this is transformed by the renewing of our minds.
当我们不效法这个世界的时候，我们的心意就会更新，然后变化。So
many times in our life, we come to God for asking something from the Lord or helping something, or when we are sick, we ask those kind of things. We think God to always ask for something.
当我们每一次来到神面前的时候，我们向神祈求祷告，我们这些需要把它交在他的手中的时候，我们觉得我们是在向他要。
But what does God want us to ask? And we can see that in Psalms chapter 51 and verse 10.
那么神，是我们向他要。那么神要我们向他要的又是什么呢？ 我们来看看，是撒母耳记， right?
Psalm 51 and verse 10.
我们来看看那个诗篇51章的第10节。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
等会儿啊，我没翻到啊。 Not yet. 神啊，求你为我造一个清洁的心，使我里面有一个重新有正直的灵。
So here God is talking to you and to me today that we need to seek that kind of a clean heart. And the most important thing to have that clean heart is we need to be very truthful to God.
所以我们来到神面前祈求的时候，我们必须要首先有一个清洁的心。
Sometimes we are not truthful to the people, but God doesn't want that kind of attitude in our life. When we come to His presence, we need to be transparent. And that's what the David says, Lord, see my integrity of my heart. How boldly he could able to say that, Lord, I'm transparent, I have that integrity towards you. So that kind of truthfulness and we need to dependence on Him more and more is required to have that clean heart.
那么，the most important thing to have a clean heart is to be truthful to the Lord. That how David could have that I have that transparency, I have that integrity of my heart, I have that truthfulness. We also need to have that kind of truthfulness and integrity of our hearts. Samson, can you repeat that? I think I lost connection. Just a minute.
Oh, So I was talking about Psalms chapter 51 and verse 10, talking about a clean heart. The most important thing a believer can get a clean heart is that we need to be truthful to him, and we need to be have that kind of attitude, that integrity of our heart, and we need to be transparent to God in every area, in every walk of our life.
所以我们要来到神的面前，我们必须要存着一个非常清洁透明的心。我们生活的方方面面在神的面前都是要完完全全的，向着他是敞开的。
And when we have this kind of attitude, not conforming to the world, not conforming to the world, and being a living sacrifice, that kind of worship, spiritual worship, is acceptable to God.
当我们来到神面前。面前我们不是我们不效法这个世界心意而更新变化创造神是完完全全的透明的时候这个时候我们就知道我们蒙神的悦了
That's what we can see in Psalms 51 and verse 17 The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit A broken and contrite heart O God do not despise
这就是诗篇51篇第17节所说的神所要的神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵神啊忧伤痛苦的心你必不轻看
So when we have that kind of a consecration in our life, God will start working in our life, the sanctification process starts in our life.
当我们向着神有这么一个完全清洁的心的时候神就开始在我们身上做一个成圣的工作。
So the third part of the believer's life is the sanctification. Sanctification means holiness or sanctify means make holy or set apart.
所以对于我们基督徒生命成长的过程中的第三步就是我们必须要学习圣洁或者成圣让我们成为一个完全圣洁的。
So we can see in Isaiah that only God is holy, and he says, God, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the earth is full of his glory.
就像以赛亚所说的圣洁神是圣洁圣洁圣洁的神在他的圣洁里面我们看到荣耀。
So the sanctification process only works in a believer's life when you are consecrated. If you are not consecrated, then the sanctification work will not start in a believer's life.
只有当我们把我们那个奉献了以后，那个神在我们身上才开始做他成圣的工作。
Okay, so because we don't have time, let's go quickly about the life of Abraham. How God sanctified Abraham's life.
所以因着时间的缘故我们来看看简单的来看看亚伯拉罕神是怎么样在他身上开始那个圣洁成圣的工作的。
So we can see that sanctification is the work of God's grace, whereby God sets apart and make his children consecrated unto him.
我们知道这个成圣的工作乃是神自己的工作他乃是借着他的恩典把我们从分别出来。
I just want to bring your attention how God sanctified him in his personal life and how God sanctified Abraham in his family life and how God enabled him to make a great blessing as a universal church, how he sanctified in his church life.
我们要来看神是怎么样让亚伯拉罕能够分别个人的生活能够分别成圣然后有家庭的生活分别为圣最后把它做成一个对整个教会整个神儿女们的一个祝福和带领。
So because of the time constraint, we are not reading the verses, but we can see in Genesis chapter 12 and verses 25, when Abraham was 75 years old, when he was in the land of idolatry, and at the time Abraham was not seeking God, but God has chosen him, and God told to separate him,from the land of idolatry.
我们从那个创世纪第十二章二到五节，我们实在是看见神是怎么样让亚伯拉罕离开他的本族、本家、本乡的能够使他能够分别出来。
And then when God called him at an individual personal level, listen to God. He was not a believer. He did not seek God. But when God intervened in his life, when God attracted him, when God drew him.Abraham believed God and he went out. That we can see in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8.
那个时候他还没有真正的来相信神，但是神就呼召他，让他离开他的家。然后我们从第八节看到，神就让他开始带他出来，然后他就开始信神了。
And we can see the second aspect, sanctifying him through his family life.
然后再看看第二方面，就是他怎么样去他的全家。
And we can see that this sanctification had happened when Abraham listened to the voice of Sarah and he went with Hagar, and because of the fleshly kind of nature, he had a son Ishmael.
我们都知道在神在往他在的时候，因为塞拉不能够生子，所以说他和那个他就跟他的仆人一起就生了那个伊斯玛利。
And we can see these two women, Hagar and Sarah, represents two different covenants. Hagar represents the works of the bondage, and Sarah represents the free movement, which represents the everlasting covenant of grace.
我们都知道夏甲乃是预表这个肉体的，然后呢，沙拉乃是预表着神永远的那个约。
Yeah, so Hagar represents the covenant of works and Sarah represents the covenant of grace.
所以夏甲所预表的乃是这个世界的约，而那个沙拉所预表的乃是那个永远的约。
Even though he did not listen actually to the word of God, but even though in his family life, even though there are some disturbances, but God did not allow him, God did not left him, but according to his grace, he had brought him to the covenant back.
尽管亚伯拉罕似乎是走偏了，因为他借着夏甲生了这个孩子，但是神仍然在借着他的恩典把亚伯拉罕重新带回来和他的家一起。
God did not cast away Abraham, and instead of that, he forgave the sin of Abraham, and he has brought him back into that covenant.
尽管神仍然赦免了亚伯拉罕，虽然他自己做错了事情，神把他重新带回到他的约的里面。
And we can see the lastly in his God sanctified him as a saint.
最后我们看到神使他那个分别他，直到他成为一个圣徒。
The end fruit of God's sanctification is we can see in Genesis.Abraham fell on his face and talked with God.
他这个分别为圣的最终的结果，我们看到亚伯拉罕是怎么样跟神讲话的。
And because of this sanctification and communion with God, God has changed his name from Abraham to Abraham.
那么因着神在他身上所做成的这个分别为圣的工作，是亚伯兰，他原来的名字，神就把他改成亚伯拉罕。
So when we consider the universal church, in a church life, God has made Abraham to Abraham as father of faith.
所以我们就知道亚伯拉罕就成为这个教会的一个信心之父。
And from his seed, whatever the covenant, whatever the God's promise has been fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ, and it's continuing to us, and his life has become an example to the universal church.That we can see him as a father of faith.
借着耶稣，借着神儿子基督在他身上的亚伯拉罕所做成的救赎的工作，使他的信心就成为教会在地上的信心之父。
So for the believers, he is speaking to you and me today in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 15 and 16, that he is saying that be holy as I am holy.
就像在彼得前书which chapter? First Peter
chapter 1 and verse 15 and 16,
就像在彼得前书第一章所讲的，因为神是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
We don't have time, it's okay. And now lastly, we will see what are the ways that a believer be sanctified in our day-to-day life.
那么最后一点我想要分享的是，注意我们圣徒，我们每一天的生活，我们要在从哪些方面来分别做到分别为圣呢？
So we will be sanctified by the God the Father.
我们首先要被父神所分别为圣。
That we can see in First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23.
我们从提撒罗尼迦前书第五章第23节我们来看。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子都蒙保守，在我们基督耶稣降临的日子完全无可指责。
So here the God the Father God of peace will sanctify us completely.
在这里我们看见平安的神使我们全然成圣，亲自。And
through the sanctification process, our whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们的灵魂、身体啊都得蒙保守，直到主耶稣降临的时候。
And God will sanctify us by the will of God.
按照他的旨意来，使我们成圣。
That we can see in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 10.
我们从希伯来书第10章第4节也看到。
And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once for all. He is saying about the will of God. And in this chapter we are talking about the Christ sacrifices. And because of the sacrifices, the God is telling that in verse 7, then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written for me in the scrolls of the book. And in explanation of the will of God, he is saying that, and by that will, that we have been sanctified through the offering of body of Jesus Christ once for all.
在希伯来书第10章，我们看见耶稣基督按照神的旨意如何使我们成圣。他自己把自己献上。第八节说，祭物和礼物，所有的一切都是你不愿意的。神，我们的主来乃是要按照律法的意思献上。所以第10节说，凭着这个旨意，靠着耶稣基督旨意是献上他的身体，就是我们得以成圣。
So it is the will of God that we have to be sanctified.
我们都知道是神的旨意，我们必须要成圣。And
the third thing is sanctifying through the Holy Spirit.
第三点就是借着圣灵使我们得以成圣。He's
talking in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13.
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第2章第13节。
But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in truth.
第13节讲到主所爱的弟兄们呢，我本该为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，得以成为圣洁。这里讲到说，因为圣灵而成为圣洁，得以能以得救。
So God is exhorting us that we have been saved as the first fruits, and He is sanctifying through His Spirit.
神为了让我们成为他那个初熟的果子，借着灵来把我们接近。And
fourthly, God will sanctify by His truth through the Word of God.
第四点是神借着他的话语使我们得以成圣。In
John chapter 17, the Lord says, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth.
在约翰福音第17章这儿，主耶稣说，接近他们，你的话能够使他们得以接近，你的话就是真理。And
the fifth aspect is, God will sanctify us through the prayer.
第五个使我们成圣就是借着祷告。In
1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5,
提摩太前书第4章第5节。
Chapter 4 and verse 5.
提摩太前书第4章第5节。
For it is made holy by the word of God and prayer.
都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。
So Jesus also prays for the disciples for their sanctification, which we can see in John chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. We don't have time, just the verses.
我们都知道主耶稣记得他的祷告，为了使他的门徒成为圣洁，所以我们这里从约翰福音第17章9到10节，我们没看到这一点，我们没有时间去读那节圣经了。And
the Lord will sanctify us to the Lord's table.
神主也借着他的那个饼杯。 来使我们
That's what we can see in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and 28. Let a man examine himself before he take part in the table.
所以我们从哥林多前书第11章第8节有没有看到，借着饼和杯，我们得以成圣。
And lastly, God will sanctify us through the circumstances of this life.
最后神也借着, can you repeat that?
And lastly, the God will sanctify us by the circumstances in the personal life, family life, as well as in the church life.
那么最后神也借着我们能够在心里面，我们的个人、我们的家庭、我们的教会的生活，能够里。
We can see in Romans chapter 5 verses 3 to 5.
我们从罗马书第五章三到五节，我们看到这一节。罗马书第五章三到五节。Romans chapter 5 verses 3 to 5.
More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
刚才说的不是那个割礼，而是指那个苦难。记得苦难是我们成为圣洁。第三节说，第五章第三节说，不但是就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，在盼望中不至于羞愧羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And so the believer goes through this sanctification process by consecrating himself. The promise of God will be fulfilled, which is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18.
借着这一系列的过程，我们圣徒我们在因着神的里面得以成圣。我们从以哥林多后书第二章第三节 2 Corinthians chapter 2,
chapter 3 and verse 18.
第三章的第八节。
And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
第十八节三章哥林多后书，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵，从主的灵变成的。
And if you obey the sanctifying process of the Lord in our life, through all these aspects, then God will allow us to be transformed from glory to glory and into the same image of the Christ, that His glory will be manifested in our life, and the glorification, which is the last aspect of a believer's life, will be completed.
当我们经历了这个一系列的成圣，在各个方面的时候，这样我们就会反照出神儿子的荣耀来。那么在我们的生活的方方面面，都能彰显出他自己的神的属性、神的荣耀来。So
it should be our desire, it should be our constant desire and constant prayer to the Lord that Lord, give me a clean heart and a humble and a contrite spirit and consecrate me, Lord, so that Lord, that your sanctification process will be completed in my life. And I may be glorified with not my works, but by grace and mercy.
所以这实在是我们的祷告，我们需要来到神的面前，向神祷告说，神啊，求你来接，使我们得以成圣，给我们一个忧伤痛悔的灵，我们向你，向着你来是完全透明的，使你可以做成在我们身上的所有的工作，你的旨意得以成就。So
may the Lord help us with this word that this word may deeply rooted in our heart and it might bring fruit for the glory of the Lord.
愿意这些话语能够住在我们的心里面，能够结出果子来，能够使神得到喜悦。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord for the words that were just shared with us.
我们感谢主，赐给我们的话语。So
in response to hearing His word, we're going to have a time of corporate prayer.
我们现在开放这段时间，来祷告。So
let's have two or three brothers or sisters, please pray. And when you pray, remember to unmute yourself and to also leave time for translation.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your mercy and grace.
开口的时候，我们就要感谢主在十字架上所完成救赎的恩典。
We thank you each time, for the grace that you shown to us upon that cross.
主，你的恩典有丰富的恩典和怜悯。
Lord, you are full of grace and mercy.
叫我们每天都能蒙受你自己的恩典。
That every day we can experience your grace.
今天我们感谢主，在这主日的早晨赐给我们自己的话语。
Thank you for giving us your word on this Lord's Day.
在你的恩典中，你叫我们借着你自己的话语，再次学习更多信心上的功课。
Amen. And in your word, you give us grace to learn more about these works of faith.
我们感谢主，你话语告诉我们，所有发生在你自己儿女的身上的事情，都不是偶然，不是恰巧。
And you teach us that these experiences that brothers and sisters experience is not from coincidence or out of randomness.
就诚如你自己话语所说的，万事都互相效力，要叫爱神得益处，这就是你话语的带领。
Amen.
But as your word says, that all things work together for good to those who love Christ.
我们感谢主，在这不确定、不容易的时候。
And we thank the Lord that even in these tumultuous times,
主今天再次借着你话语的教导，
that you once again teach us through your word.
叫我们经历许多难处的时候，
that when we experience these difficult things,
叫我们不看人、不看环境。
We don't look at towards man or the environment.
乃是单单的靠主你自己的话语。
But we solely rely on our word of our Lord.
要把我们带到信靠耶和华的信心的里面。
You want us to abide in God, trust in Him.
要叫我们面临许多难处的时候。
That when we experience these difficult things,
叫我们能够按着你自己的话语，忘记背后，努力面前的。
Amen.
That we would forget what lies behind us and strive towards ahead according to your word.
也叫我们能够像路德一样，弯腰在田里拾起麦穗。
That we would also humble ourselves and bend our knees and worship towards you.
这个主你教导我们，当我们在身体里在教会当中，当我们谦卑俯伏的时候，你就要做工。
Lord, when we humble ourselves in your presence, then you will work in us.
你要引导我们前面的道路。
You will lead us on our path.
叫我们能够像你自己话语所说的，向着标杆直跑。
We run towards our goal.
能够得到神从在基督里，基督耶稣里。从上面招我们来要得到的奖赏。
是的，
是的。Try towards the upper calling, this prize you have laid on.
我们感谢主今天借着在你话语的教导和弟兄们的分享里赐给我们的恩典。
So, Lord, we thank you again for your grace that you provided through your word and through their sharings.
愿主耶稣的恩典。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus.
天父的慈爱。
The love of our Father.
圣灵的感动。
The moving of the Spirit.
必须在这不容易的事的时候里带领我。
Lead us in during these chaotic times.
这样子祷告感谢奉主耶稣圣名。
We pray these things with thanks towards our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
第二亲爱的主啊，我满心地感谢你。
I thank you with my heart.
我本是个罪人。
That I was a sinner.
我是个罪恶深重的人。
I am a sinner deep in sin.
主啊，是你把圣灵浇灌在我的身上。
Lord, it is you who sent the Holy Spirit to me.
是我认识自己的罪。
That I could see my own sin.
我悔过我的罪。
I could see my transgressions.
你用你的宝血洗净我的一切罪孽和过犯。
By your precious blood, you have cleansed me of all my sins and iniquities.
我因信称义，才成为你的儿女。
I have been justified by faith and have become your child.
我原来是一个血气方刚的、朽坏的、羞辱的。
I used to be so full of corruption and embarrassment.
喂养下。
In so much sin.
咦？生命。
And I was not living.
直到我。
And now that I can receive this new incorruptible life, I am now no longer a shameful sinner, but now I am a glorified child of God. And I am no longer a weakened vessel, but now I am a strong child of God. All of this is to show your glory.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
敬请你与我永远同在，我与你永远在一起。
Thank you that you are with me eternally and I with you.
祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
It is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, what a blessed assurance you have given to us.
Amen.
亲爱的天父，这是你给我们一个何等的一个确据。
It's all through your love, grace, and calling.
都是因为你的爱、你的恩典和你的呼召。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, may you complete your purpose in your church and in each every one of us through this edification.
我亲爱的天父啊，求你借着让我们成圣，来完成你在你的教会和我们每个人身上的旨意，完美的旨意。
As we approach you.And offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
当我们来靠近你，把我们的身体当成活祭来献给你。
As we said in our prayers, and make us be transparent completely to you and to your purpose.
就像在祷告中说的，让我们自己在你面前可以完全的透明，可以有个清洁的心。来成就你在我们身上的旨意。
So that our mind can be transformed and ourselves be transformed into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样让我们的心意可以更新而变化，让我们也可以被磨成我们的主耶稣基督的形象。
And this is our prayers, and we pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们的呼求，我们是奉你的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the sharings that our brother shared with us.
天父，我们再次为弟兄们分享的信息献上感谢。
We also thank you that we know whom we have believed in.
我们感谢你，因为我们知道我们相信的是谁。
You are the author and perfecter of our faith.
你是我们的信仰的元帅。
So Lord, we pray that the life that we live, that we do not live in our own accord anymore.
我们但愿我们活的这个生命不是按照我们自己的旨意。
But may your spirit continually work in us so that the life that we live, that we live for your glory.
但愿你的圣灵继续在我们的里面动工。使我们能够活出一个荣耀的生命。
Father, may you bless your word.
主求你祝福你的话语。
It may bear fruit in our hearts.
但愿在我们心中能够结实。
That the church may be edified, be prepared for your son.
使你的教会能够得到建造，预备好，来接你的，迎接你的儿子。
We thank you once again.
我们再次感谢你。
In your son's most holy and precious name.
我们奉你儿子宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Great. So now we can.